And Rennie's Edna, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lom, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lom and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is still missing after his strange disappearance the first day of the trial. The second day of court battle with Squire Skimp was all in Squire's favor. And last night, Abner and Grandpappy Spears, both of them without fun since Lum left, were thrown out of their hotel room. As we look into a little community today, we find that the trial has been postponed today, and we discover Abner and Grandpappy walking along a street at the county seat. Listen.
Grandpappa, I've never been so hungry in all my life.
Well, stop talking about it, Abner. You're just making matters worse.
We ain't had a single thing to eat so far today. Don't I almost wish they'd have went ahead and finished up the trial today and let Squire win it and sent me to the penitentiary. Then I'd get something to eat anyway. What'd they have to go and postpone it for?
Well, they had to because one of the Germans took sick this morning. They said he'd more than likely be all right by tomorrow.
Well, why couldn't they get somebody else to set in his place? All them Germans do is just sit there, as far as I can see.
Well, they said they'd have to start the trial all over if they got a new juryman.
Oh, fiddle, fiddle.
Besides, you ought to be glad to postpone it for a day. That gives you more time to locate Lum before the trial's over.
Yeah, we ain't done it, though. Ain't even found no trace of him. I believe you're right about him, Grandpap. He skipped out, gone for good. I never thought Lum would turn out this way.
Well, now, I might be wrong, Abner.
No, you ain't. No, he's gone. And I'm hungry. Hungry and homeless. Just an orphan. That's what I am. Little orphan Abner.
Oh, Sassy.
Can't even find no crumbs to sleep on.
Oh, sakes alive, Abner. Stop talking that away.
Well, if you hadn't got me to make that telephone call in our hotel room last night, well, we wouldn't be homeless now.
Well, you wanted to find Lum. I was just trying to help you.
Yeah, but it was your idea to call that dog hospital and ask if Lum was there. And that hotel clerk heard me talking and got the idea we were keeping a dog in our room, made us get out.
Well, how was I going to know that was a dog hospital? Couldn't tell by the name of it. Canine Hospital. That'd throw anybody off.
Yeah, I reckon so.
If they're running a pigeon-toed dog hospital, why don't they come right out flat-footed and say so instead of naming it Canine Hospital?
Yeah.
Fact is, there ought to be a law. Wait a minute. Go on, look down the street there.
Huh?
It's Cedric Weehunt.
Cedric?
See him there?
What?
Wearing them smoked glasses he always puts on when he drives his car.
Oh, for the land's sake. Hey, Cedric! Cedric! I know that if you ain't a sore sight for eyes, what in the world are you doing in here?
Oh, hello, Cedric. Oh, Papa sent me to get some stuff for the blacksmith shop. Thought maybe I'd run into you fella summer.
Well, you did.
How'd the trial come out, Mr. Abner?
The trial? Oh, that thing. It ain't over yet, Cedric. They postponed it for a day. It'll be over tomorrow, though. Yeah, it'll be over and everything else will. My whole life will be over, practical, you might say, Cedric.
Well, I thought maybe it must be over because I run into Barrel Eggs Crockett down by the depot a while ago, and he said he seen Mr. Lum get on the train day before yesterday.
Get on the train?
Yes, Mom. The one heading south.
Oh, I mean, I know where he went then. He went right down to Mexico. That's where he went.
Yes, sir. That's just about what he did. Crossed the border. Got clean out of the country.
So that if he weren't such a good friend of mine, I'd hate and despise his ornery hide.
Well, it's your friends that can do you the most damage, Abner. Now, you take, for instance, the case of Orlo Wormley. Now, there was
a fellow... Wait a minute. Now, Cedric, have you got any money?
Money?
Yeah, cash money with you. Just any amount.
Oh, yes, Mom. I've got a lot of money, I think. Just a second.
Good for you, Cedric. Them's the best words I've heard spoke for 10 years. You hear that, Grandpap?
Yeah, let's see. I'll get some roast beef and some turkey.
I'm going to order 2 whole suppers and set them right side by side and sit down and eat both.
Oh, be doggone. This is a good joke on me. I left my money at home.
Huh?
I changed clothes just before I come, and I must have left my pocketbook and the other britches.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive, Cedric.
Now we are in a pig. Got one more mouth to feed.
Oh, man. You never brought no sandwiches along with you, did you, Cedric?
No, Mom. Oh, wrong. Reckon how come he to forget my pocketbook?
Oh, me, what are we going to do now, Grandpap?
Wait a minute, Abbott. I was just thinking. Look at them colored glasses at Cedric's there.
Grandpap, I don't feel like standing here admiring a pair of spectacles, no matter what color they are, as hungry as I am.
I don't want you to admire them. They just give me ideas.
Huh?
Maybe I could put them on and you could lead me down the street. Or no, that won't do. Or to have a fiddle for me to play.
Fiddle? You can't play the fiddle.
I know I can't. I'm the only one here with musical talent, so.
Huh?
That's why I thought of me first. But about all I can play is a player piano.
Well, I don't believe you could walk down the street playing one of them player pianos, Grandpa.
Hey, wait a minute. I found some money, fellas.
You did?
Yeah, look here.
Huh?
12 cents.
12 cents?
Dime and 2 pennies.
Well, here, give it here, Cedric. I'll buy 2 candy bars and we can divide them, I reckon.
Wait, I got a better idea. We'll buy pencils with it.
Pencil? Yes. Now, just a minute, Grandpap. I'll admit I'm awful hungry, but I ain't hungry enough to eat no pencil.
We ain't going to eat them. You eat it, I'm going to put them in my hat and sell them.
Sell them? Well, on me, there ain't no profits in pencils. Not enough to buy no supper for us, I know that.
Well, folks won't actually take the pencils, but they'll feel sorrowful for me and drop money in my hat.
Will they show enough?
Why, sure. Hurry up, Cedric. Run in the 10-cent store here and buy a dime's worth of long yellow pencils.
Well,
now, don't spend the other 2 pennies, though, because we'll need them for something else.
Yeah, yeah.
Move on, boy.
I still think it'd be better to just buy some candy bars or a loaf of bread or something like that, Grandpap. I'm hungry.
No, you'll see this is better, Edna. I'll take in enough money to buy us all the fanciest supper you ever had. Potatoes and gravy and everything.
Well, you think it'll work.
I know it'll work.
Well, Grandpap, though, if the folks ain't going to buy them pencils no way, what do you need them for? Why couldn't we just save that money and buy bread with it?
Well, I got to have the pencils to make it look like I'm selling something.
Huh?
See, I believe there's a law against outright flat-footed begging on the street.
Oh, I see.
So this way I'll get around that law. Wait a minute, there comes Cedric back.
Oh, did you get the pencil, Cedric? Well, good. Doggie, I just hope this works.
Here, Cedric, give me the pencils and your colored spectacles.
This won't do there.
Well, leastways we can buy a couple of sticks of candy if them other 2 pennies, Cedric.
No, I'll need them, too.
Huh?
Yeah, here, give them to me, Cedric. I'll put them in my hat. Here. I put them in there with the pencils.
Oh. What's that for, Grandpap?
Well, that's sort of like bait, shorter.
Bait?
Make other folks drop money in my hand. Somehow or other, it always works that way.
Oh.
I hate to do this, Abner. I reckon it is unhonest, but we got to eat. We got to eat.
Well, what do you want me and Cedric to do now?
Nothing. You just step around the corner and act like you don't know me.
Don't know you, huh?
Well, it wouldn't look right for me to have friends standing around talking.
Well, all right. Come on, Cedric. Just go around.
Come back in about a half hour or so, or to have enough money by then.
Yeah, all right. Good luck, Grandpap. Hurry up, Cedric.
Well, I'm coming.
Well, me, I hope this works. I hate to have Grandpap do that, but I'll tell you, Cedric, I've never been so hungry in all my life.
No moment. Why don't you fellas go to the lunchroom and wash dishes for me? I'll do that.
Well, we tried that, Cedric, but it never worked out no good at all.
Never.
No,
it always worked out all right whenever I tried it.
Well, it might all with you, but you never had Grandpap along with you. See, we went in this place this morning, me and Grandpap, and told us we'd wash some dishes for him if they'd give us something to eat. And the fella said, fine. Fact is, he said he wouldn't only give us something to eat, but he'd give us a steady job right there. His regular dishwasher had been drafted, he said, and he couldn't get no new one, so he was anxious to get
us. Did you take the job?
Well, we couldn't take it steady, natural, having a store out there at Pine Ridge and a picture show if I get out of this trial thing. If I don't, I'm going to the penitentiary, but we told him we would, made out like we'd take it steady. And we just figured we'd quit soon as we ate one good meal.
Well, I thought you said you never got no meal.
We never. See, we started doing the dishes. That's what he wanted us to do first.
Pearl diving.
Well, I don't know what you call it, but it was a big stack of dishes there. He told us we had to wash them first. And
well,
what
you call a fella washing dishes?
Pearl diving? Yeah. Well, I dived into them dishes. I never found no pearls. I know that. Ken and that crazy grandpap, he started dropping them and breaking them. You know how clumsy grandpap is. Can't half see nothing.
Is he clumsy, sure
enough? Oh, the clumsiest one human I ever seen in my life. It's mostly them spectacles of his, I think. They don't fit his eyes.
Well, he ain't going to see no better if them black ones of mine. I know that, them sunglasses.
Well, he don't need to see now. All he's going to do is walk down the street there and hope folks drop pennies in his hat.
Yes, Mom, but he might run into somebody.
Well, if he does, that'll make it look more like he needs the money, you know. They'll feel sorrowful for him if he can't see where he's going.
Yes, Mom.
But he just broke them dishes this morning. Every one I'd hand him, he'd drop it. Well, of course, I reckon I broke a few myself. Fact says, I might have broke more than Grandpap, but mine was just natural accidents, Patrick, and his was just plain clumsiness is what it was.
Yes, Mom.
Anyway, that fella come back there, and he seen them broke dishes there on the floor. He got mad at the wet satin hand. Fired us right then and there, told us to get right out of the place. He even claims he's going to send us a bill for all the damage we done, and never got to eat nothing, either.
Well, that's funny. Let's go see how Mr. Grandpap's coming along.
Huh? Well, I reckon it wouldn't hurt. Just peek around the corner.
Just walk around peek there. A little bit and see.
Yeah, don't let nobody
see. He's gone.
Gone?
Yes, Mom. Come on, we better find him. He's got my colored glasses.
Yeah, he's got two pennies, too. Let's look and see if he might have dropped them, Cedric. And this is about where he was standing right here, wasn't it?
Yes, Mom, I believe it was.
Huh. That doggies ain't nothing here now. Wait a minute. What's this, Cedric?
Mom?
Look here. It's a note wrote to me. It's stuck right on this hook here where they wind up the rope for the awning of this building.
What is it? Is it from Mr. Grandpa?
Yeah, just a minute. Oh, my goodness. If he don't get all the lucky breaks, that double-crossing varmint. There's the luckiest one human that ever drawed breath.
What does it say?
Listen to this. It says, Abner, get your lawyer and come over to the jail. I've been arrested for peddling without no license.
Arrested? Well, what's lucky about that?
Well, don't you see? Grandpap will get a free meal.